And that's another reason why I feel like so kind of cocky about this line, because I've never really been like that. Like, I've always just tried to be like, yeah, whatever, like, this happened to me. But this, I feel like people can trust me on it, because there is so much history. This is before music. This is like from when I was a kid.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is the thing. Oh, wait, how does it go? This is the way. Duh, duh, duh. Wind up. And duh, duh.
Why don't I remember the lyrics to that song? Know. It's like one of my favorite songs from her. It's the.
Can we afford to play a clip? Can we afford to play like a tiny.
No,
we can't. We can't.
We absolutely cannot. Gwen, if you wanted to throw us a bone.
That's my shit.
All yeah.
The girls in the field like this. Few times I've been around that block.
What's your favorite Gwen Stefani song?
Okay. Well, Tragic Kingdom was, I think, the first CD that I like purchased by myself.
Wow.
So I had to pick a No Doubt song. So like Just a Girl, Spiderwebs, all of it. Being an OC girl, I was like trying to connect, you know?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I
think it's Spiderwebs.
Yeah. Spiderwebs is great. I first heard about No Doubt from Just a Girl because of the Clueless movie.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which I watched until the, you know, VHS tape could not play anymore.
Yep.
Remember being like, oh my God, all the cool people listen to this song. Like,
totally.
All the cool girls. My favorite Gwen Stefani song overall is What Are You Waiting For? I love that song.
Right.
I think it was an epic first single for her solo career. And I just love that she says, take a chance, you stupid hoe, in it. It's like she's talking to
slogan.
Herself.
Slogan. It's a slogan for life.
Take a chance, just you stupid hoe.
Chance,
like, take the risk.
You can do it. Stupid hoes.
Yeah, you stupid hoes. So I tell myself that on the daily. Take a chance, you stupid hoe.
She's so iconic and inspiring in so many ways, which is why we're beyond honored to have her as our first guest for our first Los Angeles IRL live podcast recording.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, we mentioned this on the last episode, but the fact that this came to fruition the way it did, her team asked, you know, if we wanted her on, and we said yes, of course, but could we do something bigger with her, you know, maybe around the holidays? Because honestly, when I think about Gwen, I think about the red lip and the high ponytail with the blonde hair, and it makes me just think of the holidays, like, every time. Mm-hmm. Like, I just associate her with holiday time.
Totally.
So I wanted it to be, like, Gwen Claus or something. Or, like, Santa Stefani coming to
Stefani.
Town.
Stefani. Yeah. Santa Stefani. That's
Stefani
really cute.
Stefani Claus. There we go.
Yeah.
And so we had this IRL event. Thank you to everybody that attended. We met so many of you. It was a mix of mostly glams and then some givers. And givers are what Gwen calls her fans, but also fans of her brand, Give. And we,
like, makeup, Give Beauty ambassadors,
yes,
essentially.
Yes. And so there were 10 of them there, and they were so excited to meet her. Did you know that there was a Gwen Stefani impersonator in the audience?
No.
You didn't see her? I clocked her. I kept looking at her in the audience. Her name escapes me, but I saw her on Instagram. She did not look like Gwen, obviously.
Right.
Because she,
that would be
been,
weird.
Yes. But she's like a brunette and has curly hair. And she had this amazing shirt. It was kind of like, it was like that stretchy material and had a bunch of holes in it.
Okay.
Do you remember this girl? She looked so put together. She was gorgeous. She did a video about getting ready to come to the live event.
Okay.
And she was like, Gwen doesn't realize this, that I'm an impersonator of her. So I'm doing my makeup like her today, not because I just love her, but because this is, like, how I do my makeup to look like her.
Mad.
It was really cute. I think I posted the video like on my page, but I'll share it to Los Angeles.
So fun.
So cool.
Oh, yeah, no. I mentioned this last time, but it was like so surreal. And then, like Kirby said, getting to meet so many of you who have been longtime supporters, and you even told us that you would have come to this event even if there was not a big celebrity attached, which just warmed our little hearts.
It did, and it felt very much, it felt like a family. It was very, I mean, there was like 50 people there.
Yeah, it was like intimate, cozy.
And Gwen was great. So you're going to learn a lot more about Gwen. She's just very, very down to earth and loves makeup, clearly. But we don't want to keep talking about it. We want to get into the interview.
Yes.
Enjoy the interview. Before we do that, we have a few people that we would like to thank.
Yes. So first and foremost, we would like to thank Refinery29 for working with us on this and for presenting and letting us take over the Vice office in Venice. The video team, Carly, Megan, Alexa, Eduardo, Samara, like everyone, you all were so, Natalie, like everyone was just so,
Natalie,
Capricorn, that's so funny. They just like made everything so seamless and perfect. And like, you all also will be able to watch the video of this interview.
Yes, if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, I'd love to see Gwen Stefani and Kirby and Sarah, go to our YouTube channel, Los Angeles Pod. It should be up. If it's not up by the time you hear this, it will be going live on Friday, December 9th, and you can watch the whole pod.
Yeah, it was so, they just did such a great job. So thank you, thank you, thank you to Refinery and that team.
It looks beautiful. We'd also like to thank Melissa Herkman for doing our makeup and Marlene from 901.
Yes.
Provided by Sexy Hair. So thank you so much for, loved our hair and makeup.
Oh my gosh. Felt so good. I mean, it was like, you know, it's a little nerve wracking being next to Gwen for an hour.
Totally.
But we felt great. So thank you.
We also would like to thank Blended Strategy Group for not only help organize the Gwen of it all and the give it up of it all, but providing their other clients like Cali Rosa Tequila and Shake Shack so that we had food and beverage, and also for organizing those amazing gift bags for everybody in the audience. And of course, I want to thank Dr. Samuelitis and the Facile team for providing the de-stress serum for that bag. And I'd like to thank Patrick Muldowney. Patrick,
yes,
was there.
I want to call him my dadager, but he's not your dad, so.
Daddy-ger?
It's getting weird. Okay.
Okay, you're done. You're done. You're done. I'd like to thank Patrick because he handled the Spotify Live portion, and he took all the photos of us with the glams, and he took some amazing photos of us in the actual interview. So he was such a big help, and I loved having him there.
Thank you, Patrick.
I'm Alexa Rhodes, the producer at Refinery 29. We are so thrilled to have everyone here at our offices to celebrate the first ever Los Angeles IRL event. Without further ado, here's the co-host of Los Angeles, beauty journalist and expert Kirby Johnson, and Refinery 29's beauty director, Sarah Tan. Woo!
Thank you all for being here. Yes. This is a monumental moment for us. We are honored, and I can't believe this is happening.
I know. We were like dreaming about this for so long. So to be able to like be here sitting with you guys, and like thank you for braving the rain. Oh my God. In LA, no one drives in the rain in LA.
Okay, so I don't want to call anyone out, but who is a giver here? And that's, yes. Okay, we have givers in the house. Oh my God, with like amazing glam. If y'all have not followed or listened to Los Angeles, you should next week. Right. Because Glenn is going to be on it. You'll hear it twice. It's like, so, yeah. What is it? So nice we did it twice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so, and givers and glam sounds like so good together.
I agree. Who is wearing give right now?
I am.
Y'all, okay, we were going to do a whole thing.
Let's just start. Let's just start.
Without further ado, Gwen Stefani is here. Please take a seat, my darling.
Wow, how gibby it is.
I know. We really tried.
Real weird people that love makeup as much as me.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We're all weird beauty people. Okay. So we can really
We're
get
just
into
gonna
it.
Fix her mic.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Gwen knows how to work a mic. Hi. She can fix it.
Yeah, you've worked a mic before.
A few times.
I have worked a mic. That is true.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
me. This is
me.
Such a dream
this
come true.
We went through it like, you know, in a little, like, what, I don't know, we had a little meeting about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I got really excited because this is my dream. Like, this is my dream I've had for a long time to have this makeup line. And now being able to share it and actually be talking about it, it feels like weird that I actually did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, here we are. It's real.
I'm shook that you're just sitting here. I'm like,
me too.
I am talking to Gwen MFing Stefani. Like, how is this happening? How is this real?
Hopefully I can talk today. Let's see if it works.
Woohoo!
Yay!
All right, everyone. So we have the incomparable Gwen Stefani here. I can't even talk.
I'm having a hard time speaking as well.
Or Gwen Shelton.
Ooh.
Yep, it works both ways. Yep.
Oh,
love
yeah.
Love it. So we kick off every episode with a question.
Yes, this is our favorite question to ask. What is on your face? What are you currently loving?
Oh,
skin, nails, makeup, beauty, all of it.
Everything.
Tell us.
Hell on Point, which is the eyebrow pencil, which I love so much. The other thing that I wanted to talk about today a lot was the All Time Prime, which is something that...
Yes.
Wow, everyone's really into this.
It's so
cool. Typically, like in the past, my past life, I didn't ever wear primers. Like I didn't know about that kind of stuff. And I was a makeup artist back when I was like in my early 20s, maybe 20. And even then, like they didn't have stuff like that. You know, it was like, here's the foundation and here's the powder. And when I developed the All Time Prime, that is just something that I think really helps. Like your skin looks so pretty. And this, I'm wearing that today. So if my skin looks pretty, that's why.
Sold.
And then I ended up wearing a bunch of different shadows because I put all of my shadows in one big palette, mm-hmm. all of the different ones, and just blend them all together. So I'm wearing Simple Kind of Life, Rich Girl, Danger Zone, Line It Up eyeliner, and bathwater in bathwater color.
Yeah, so. Bathwater. Ryan, who's on your team, is also, I believe, wearing. Are you wearing bathwater?
Oh, yeah. She always wears it.
I would never normally lean towards that shade of blue, but now I kind of am like wishing I wore it today.
Yeah.
So we could have all been.
I don't typically wear like a lot of color on my eyes. Like in the past, I like golds, but. This blue color, I don't know, it just reminds me of seventh grade, I think. It was like when we used to like pass the eyeliner around and like burn it and then like put
totally.
It in your eye. Like,
all around.
Yeah,
the
I was like. But I think it was actually a little bit of a lighter color blue. But this color, I don't know, I like wearing it in the day because I feel like it's still like extreme, but it doesn't feel like a ton of makeup. I mean, does it? I mean, probably. Like, it looks kind of natural. No, it's not. But I just like the pop of color, you know?
No, it's amazing. And everything, like all the formulas. I know, you know, Kirby and I, like, we are critical sometimes about celebrity beauty brands, but this truly, when Give launched, we were like, everything is so good.
Thank you.
From the
I mean, what's the point?
Eyebrows.
That's the whole point. You know what I mean? I mean, if it's not going to be good makeup, then why do it? I mean, I was so blessed because not only did I worked at the makeup counter when I was younger. So when I was probably, I think I was about 19, 20. And I first worked at Plaza Sports, which was like clothing, which was older women's clothing, like pull-on polyester pants. And I was really enjoyed doing it like because people would come in and they'd be desperate. Like, I don't know what to buy. And I'd put these little outfits together for them and they would just feel so good. But I really wanted to be one of those girls that were like behind the counter. Like, I know I can do that. Like, I know I can. And I just, one day I just kind of asked, is there any way, did they have an opening? And I got it. And I never saw a rep. No one ever taught me what to do. They just literally opened the door. And I didn't even have like a coat or any of those outfits. I just was like put in there. And so I worked for Borghesa and I worked for Ultima 2 when they had the Nakeds back in the super olden days. And it was really exciting and fun. I was on the same island as Clinique. But back then, they didn't teach you anything. I just had to kind of find my own way. But my favorite thing was doing makeovers on people. And they would come in and say, like, I don't know what to buy. Like I'm, and they also weren't really going to buy anything. Like they just wanted to get their makeup done for free. So because my mall was sort of like a dollar kind of mall. Like
we've all done that.
Yeah. So I would just like, it was just such a great feeling to like do their makeup. And somehow the way that I see is in like visual things. So I will practically be doing a makeover on everyone as I'm looking at them anyways. Cause I don't know if you're like that, but I zone in, like I'm like, okay, eyebrow, like, okay, you know what I mean? Like
I'm dying to know what you would do.
It's just the way I am. So like, I'm always doing that anyway. So it would be so fun to do that on somebody. And then that emotion that they had, that feeling of like, I didn't know that I could feel or look like this, is just such an amazing gift. And, you know, that I gave them. And then they're giving me that back, and that's kind of where I came with the name Give, because I feel like makeup is so much giving, not only to yourself when you need to get that thing that you need in the morning to get going, but also when you share that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know, totally. That's amazing.
I love that name.
Wait, I'm like, Gwen, what would you do differently?
I'm like, tell me everything.
No, well, I was actually really like into everything you guys are doing today because the black and white, the color, you know, I love it. But I was mostly because we have such different eye shapes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, I'm looking at you going, wow, like look how the lashes sit on you. Like it's completely different than where they sit on me.
Totally.
And that's what I'm looking at. Like, I'm like, okay, I would have to really rethink everything like to do your eye because it's a completely different eye, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that you've taken your art into beauty because you're an artist and we have all felt the emotion of your music over the past, I don't know, like 20 something years. Yeah. And I just think you've done a lot for feminism. Like even, I don't think you knew this initially, like when you were in No Doubt, I don't think you realized what you were doing. Did you?
I don't think that I thought about that stuff. I you know, the thing is, and even on my whole journey, like people always like to bring that up, oh, girl power and all that stuff. And even at the time, like it was like a big deal. But I never saw myself as limited because of my gender. Like I really felt like, I guess maybe because I was very naive and sheltered, kind of the way I grew up in Orange County, I had this really amazing family, and our family was all about like, this is our family, like right here, like this is how we do things. And I think it's so great the way they were, my parents, Patty and Dennis, hello out there. but at the same time, it was quite sheltered and weird. Like our family, when I look at it now, and we lived in Anaheim, which is just such a kind of weird transient place where people come and work in motels and hotels. And like, what is it? You know, it's Disneyland. It's like, but that's after traveling the world, you kind of look at where you're from and you're like, wow, I was from kind of a weird place, really, you know? But the culture around me was just, it was quite, you know, it was quite influential on me as well. Why are we talking about this? I lost my train of thought.
No. Just that you're an artist.
Oh, that
you're
art. Well, and I think that one day, like I can remember, I think when I started thinking about gender, about myself, I remember walking to school and like when you become like a teenager, like somebody like whistled at me or something. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like they look at me like that now. Like I was just a person and now I'm looked at like that. So I was like, what does that mean? Like there's kind of a power in it, but then it's also kind of a victim. Like I didn't know which one it was because you just start to discover yourself as a teenager. I think that when I wrote Just a Girl, I was just kind of thinking about that because I always remember wanting to go to Tony Canal's house, who was my boyfriend at the time, and he lived kind of far, and I'd have to drive my Honda Prelude like over there, and my dad would be like, you need to be home by 11, and like, you need to knock on our door and let us know you're here, you know, and he never wanted me driving late at night, so I was always like, why not? Like, I'm in a car, like, nothing's going to happen, but actually, when you really think about it, like, anything could happen, like, I'm completely vulnerable, right, as a person, as a girl, and so that's, all those things, I just thought about those things, and that's how I wrote that song, which was literally so innocent and naive. Never thought anyone would hear it. I mean, we were nobody when I wrote it. I mean, I was nobody. I didn't even know myself. I was like just writing it. The power came from just saying like, okay, there's mostly guy singers in the genre of music that I was doing, but I didn't think about it. I just was like, Yeah. Well, here I am. Like, let's just go. Like, okay, they're going to maybe say, like, show me your tits. Like, they, yeah. Or yeah. Someone's going to, some girl's going to flip me off because she's like, why are you up there?
Yeah.
But the cool part was when back in the day, all of a sudden, those, it went from that to like, the girls were like my homies. Like, they mm-hmm. suddenly were on my side and they could see that we were reflecting each other. Mm-hmm. And then it was like a big, difference. Like, I don't know. I can remember when that happened as well. I could talk totally. About this all day long. I'm this, so like
this
into
actually
it.
Touches on one of our questions, which is just that even throughout that time and being like, you know, a woman, one woman in this all male band in an industry where it's all men, you still really leaned into your femininity, your makeup, like everyone, you know, you weren't afraid to like look like a girl, you know, which I feel like at that time, and especially with like all of the pressure and the eyes on you is a lot, you know, like that's a lot of pressure.
But like the '90s,
yeah,
and especially with the genre of music that you guys were in.
I don't think everyone, don't give me any credit because honestly, no. I wasn't thinking at all about any of that. I was just being me. Like I would literally be in class and like drawing like flowers on my peachy going, oh my God, what am I going to wear when I do like that next show? Like, you know, and, or thinking of a lyric or, you know what I mean? Like yeah. I wasn't thinking too hard about it. I think that's the one thing that I tell people is that I was just being me. Like I literally was so naive and just sort of floating and passive and just being me and being creative because that's what I was. I didn't really have anything else going for me. You know what I mean? I wasn't good at school. I wasn't a cheerleader. I was in band, you know, I liked music, but I was just trying to find myself. And when I wrote my first song, which I didn't know I could write, and it just sort of channeled through me. Like, that was when I was like, okay, like, I think I might have something to offer somebody. Like, okay, I think I might, wow, I didn't know I could do that. And it was interesting because everything that followed that as far as beauty goes happened, like, as a decoration to the song. Do you know what I mean? So it would be like, I have the song, now let me get the visual for the song. And that was like the celebration of writing the song, you know, and right. What was that going to look like, you know, in a video or like, how am I going to do my hair? And I was just always inspired by everyone around me, like just coming up to Hollywood and going shopping on Melrose and seeing the way people were dressed and like people were so bold and so like they didn't want to be like everyone else. Like I didn't want to go to the mall and buy my clothes. Like I wanted to go to the thrift store and I want to find old stuff. And then I wanted to sew it. And I wanted to like, you know, watch old movies and try to pretend like I was Marilyn Monroe and like all the things that like inspired me beauty wise.
Totally.
And I think that like it's crazy now. Like it's so exciting now because we have so much more information and the beauty world is so cool because we all share with each other and build each other up in the, I mean, this is talk about the feminist thing or whatever. I mean, it's so nasty out there right now. You know what I'm saying? Like overall, but in this world, in this beauty world, it's not like, it doesn't matter if you look at Hailey Bieber and go, holy crap, she's so beautiful. I want to redo her thing on my channel and let people see my version of her. Mm-hmm. And that's incredible. Like that's sharing. That's inspiring each other. That's making yourself try something new that makes you feel good. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about the community. And I learned about the community actually when I collaborated with Wendy and the Urban Decay thing. Cause I was like, wow, these people are artists. Like they're going to take these colors I thought up and do what they're doing with it. Like that was when I got like, that's when the fire started. I was like, I got to do line.
I still have that palette.
Me too. I'm literally wearing the blush today. Like, yeah.
Girl. Okay.
With a lot of other things.
Yeah. No expiration rules.
I'm sorry. I talked so long.
No.
This is a podcast. We need this. Thank God you're talking this much. I'm curious. Okay. Let's say that you're on the phone with someone. They don't know who Gwen Stefani is. And they ask you, what is your aesthetic in 3 words? How are you describing that to them?
What's my aesthetic? I don't, 3 words. I would say black, white, and pink. I don't know. I'm like trying. That was the
pink, thing. Not red. Okay.
I don't know. I said pink because I think of Just a Girl and I think of that line. But
also your era of pink hair. I like wanted to dye my hair pink so badly.
That's your favorite? That's what's so crazy about that record, because that record for me was, I can't listen to that record. It was such a dark time for me, like on so many levels, like coming off of tour and like having success for the first time. And it was like a long tour. It was like 2.5 years, like still lived with my parents. I think I was like in my 26 or seven. But like, the pink hair was like, because of the heartache, it was like, I'm going to change me. I'm going to put my, you know, and so the record is like, so like, when I think of that time period, I think I had that hair for like a year. Mm-hmm. I ruined so many hotel rooms. You have no idea. Like,
do you remember what you used?
I think it was Manic Panic.
Yeah.
Wow. The original.
Oh, well,
and I didn't want that color. I wanted like cotton candy, and it was like really hot pink. And I'll say shout out to my friend Christoph that did my hair pink for the first time.
It was a moment, and we loved it. We found on your Wikipedia page that you were named after a stewardess in a book called Airport. Is that true or false?
That is true. My mom actually, I think, was when she delivered her baby, me. She was in the hospital with another woman called Gwen, uh-huh. I guess, too. Okay. And then she was also reading this book about...
It was a sign.
Yeah, a book about somebody dying on a plane crash.
Yeah, it was a very tumultuous book, okay? So
great name.
She had no idea I would be traveling that much.
Yeah, so. Oh my God. But speaking of travel, what do you always travel with, like skincare items? What is in your makeup bag with you?
My makeup bag is full. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a disaster. And my makeup kits are, like, getting over full. Like, yeah. Now that I really am doing this, it's like every time a new product comes out, you're like, do I really need all the extensions in my kit? Like, do I? Yes, I do. So it's like, my assistant's here. She's upstairs, but she gets so frustrated. She's like, Gwen, where did the lip glosses go? I'm like, I don't know. I keep stealing them for myself. Like, I put them in this bag, that bag. But I think you always, like, if you had one thing that you need, if I needed one thing, and it would be depending on where I was, like, if I was doing, like, a beach trip or something like that, I'd want, like, a black liner. Like, I'd line it up. I'd just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
To make sure I have that. Or if I was just, like, I don't know. I think a red lipstick is always good, because if you have nothing else, at least you can have that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People ask these questions to me all the time, and I never know what to say.
Do you have any skincare items that you're a big fan of?
Right now, I think the biggest skincare item would probably be, you know, Prime, the all-time Prime.
Okay.
That I use. But I've always had a lot of issues with my skin, like since I was a baby, really. Like, I couldn't even, my mom couldn't use like detergent, like because I was so sensitive. Mm-hmm. And then later in life, like in my early 20s, I got really bad skin, like acne, all the same stuff that we all get. It was really hard to like find skincare that worked, that wasn't just like the dermatologist said, you need to use this. And I remember one of my dermatologists telling me to use, there was a Lancome foundation that I would use. I think it was called like Lucidity. Oh my God, I can't believe I just remembered that. That was so cool. And I used that, I remember, for a long time. But it's really hard. I think it's very hard for people to know what to wear and what's going to be right for their skin. And it's just a lot of trial and error. And that's another reason why I feel like so kind of cocky about this line, because I've never really been like that. Like, I've always just tried to be like, yeah, whatever, like, this happened to me. But this, I feel like people can trust me on it, because there is so much history. This is before music. This is like from when I was a kid, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A little girl running home from school, and I had a girlfriend that had a mom that did Mary Kay parties, and so her drawers were like full, and we would just like, I would be like, go ask if we can do makeup. Like, I would burn her neck with a curling iron, and I would do like the makeovers on her. I mean, it was constant, yeah. You know. Yeah. So I feel like this is the thing. It's just, there's so many great products out there now. There's so many different techniques. We're all different. We are all different. You know what I mean? We have different skin. We have different ways that we want to look. But it's just so fun to share the tricks and trial. And I love working with the factories to kind of like push them to develop like really great products. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the thing about makeup is, and what I've learned is, you kind of get what you get. Like, you have to have good products, because what's the point? The whole point is that they're going to make you a better makeup artist, first of all. They're going to make you look better. They're going to make you feel better. It's just, and they have to be clean, because that's where we're going. We want to take care of ourselves. And I didn't even set out to do that when I started this line. I didn't really care about that. I was like, I just want it to look good. I don't really care. You know, that wasn't my focus. That's been a super challenge, I think, to make bold, like, performance makeup artist, like, quality makeup that's clean is definitely been a challenge, but also fun, because I feel like the chemists, they're like, the pressure's on them. Like, everyone wants that now. And so you'll find something that you love from the past and say, I want this. I want it to be better than this, right? And they're like, oh, it has plastic. You know, you can't, but I want glitter. But they're like, no, that's you're putting plastic in your eyeball. You're like, oh my God. So I did these glitter pots that just came out. I See and Sparkle. And we did it. Like, after like a bunch of run through, say, this is what's so fun about it. I get to try everything, right? And it's just like, it's like my whole life. It's like me going to my girlfriend's house, but I do that as a job now, which is super fun.
I am a huge fan of one of the brow pencils. It's like a blade. So it's not just, you guys know, like a lot of people.
So good.
It's so good. And the lip liner that
came
out.
The shape of it
is just
so smart.
On the podcast, when it first came out, I was like, everybody needs to buy this eyebrow pencil because it will change how you do your eyebrows. It is so good. Our makeup artist that did our makeup today, she went and bought all these eyebrow pencils because I told her to. So, like, legit makeup artists, I mean, we have legit makeup artists in this audience right now. Yeah. They're using it too, which is so exciting. Like, we talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
Celebrity beauty brands are now a dime a dozen, right? And I'm sure you probably were thinking, how do I differentiate my brand from everybody else's? Or maybe you weren't. Maybe you were like, who cares? I want to do this anyway.
I felt like people were trying to tell me I needed to, or that, you know, I felt a little late in a way because there were so many people that had already done makeup lines and stuff like that. But I kind of was like, I don't really care, because I know that this is what's super authentic to me. And it doesn't, like, I'm the real makeup girl. Like, I don't even care whatever else anyone else does, because I know this, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the first time. I feel like everything I've done in some ways has led up to me doing this. You know what I mean? Because I did Lam, I did Harajuku. I actually was, like, the face of, you know, Revlon, yep. L'Oreal. I did the Urban Decay thing, and I did the Mary Kay thing way back in the day. Worked for Ultima, too. It's so me, and I've also been, you know, very much criticized for wearing way too much makeup, and like, why is she wearing that? What's under that face? Like, what is she trying to hide? Why is she wearing a mask? Like, you know, well, I don't care. I'm, you know, this is who I am. This is how I express myself. And I know that it just brings, you know, the people that know about, the people that care, like you guys and me, like, we're talking the same language. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about this all day long, and we would never get tired of it, right? It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
No.
But I feel comfortable in front of you guys.
But so you trademarked paint in 2018. So
you guys are like stalkers.
P-A-N-T, right? Stalker, P-A-N-T, yeah.
Journalists. So obviously this is something that you've been thinking about for a really long time, but why did, like, 2022 feel like the right time for Give?
Well, it was just a long time to get it going. I mean, the thing about the different lines that I've done in the past, if you want to talk business, which is not my thing, but apparently it is, because here we are. But, you know, when you license your name and you do a collaboration in that kind of way, it's a lot easier because the system is different, right? You don't have, like, everything in-house, and you kind of just say yes, no, and you have all these creative ideas, and I don't know, it's just, it's a lot easier. But with Give, I was like, you know what, basically back when My Life Exploded, when This Is What the Truth Feels Like came out, anybody that knows me knows what happened. That was when I was, like, assessing my life, you know, like, who am I? What's going to happen next? Like, how do I survive this? Like, what's my purpose? What does God want from me? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of the stuff that I had done in the past was sort of, like, tied to so many, triggers for, like, pain. You know what I mean? So I was like, I really want to start something new. And that was, the idea was, out of all the categories of things that I've created, like, I loved designing Lamb. I loved being on the runway and doing New York fashion. It's something that I have done my whole life as well. But when I did things that were bigger, like bigger, broader audiences, for me, like a hit, there's nothing like a hit. Like, I mean, when you touch so many people. So, like, for example, when I did Harajuku Mini for Target, like, I was designing for, you know, such a broad audience. And it was like everything had to be for under $25. So there was like this crazy creative, like, oh, I got to make this so cool. And like, I know that people that can't afford to go to Japan and buy the clothes like I have for my kids, which is like, what? Thank you, Jesus. I just want to make something that they can put on their babies and I wanted it to be like cool. Like, I love dressing my babies. Like, I had bought clothes from Japan for my babies before I even had my babies. So I was just so excited to do that. And it was, you know, the first and only, I think, for a designer line in Target that was in there for like 3 years, which is just, they don't do that. Yeah. So it was really fun. But I think with makeup, I just felt like when I did the Urban Decay collab, there was just something that felt, even when I did the Revlon and the L'Oreal thing, it was like, you guys got the right girl. Like, you guys should pay me more because I can really talk about makeup. Like, I really love doing this. Like, this is actually, you don't really know who you got here. You know what I mean? So it was just all those things kind of leading up to doing it. And then I did it. My dad told me not to do it. Everyone was saying, don't do it, Gwen. Just go sail a whale in Oklahoma and make out with Blake. And like, you know, don't work anymore. Because it's a lot of work. But I feel like if I'm not creative in some way, like, I feel like that's my purpose. Like, I have to do that. And I feel like also starting a makeup beauty line is quite scary in your 50s. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, now I gotta like put my face out there like more and more and more. And but I feel like I don't care. Like, I know that there's young girls that want to learn from me, that can learn from me. I know that there's women that are my age and older that are going to learn from me. And that's my time to give back. Like, I got to put my head out there and be like, if you saw me this morning and then you saw me now, like, we all know what we're talking about here, right? Like, it's a miracle what makeup can do. And it's like my passion, and I know that I need it in my life, and I want to share that with people. So here we are.
You're welcome. Are y'all enjoying the combo so far? Are y'all having fun? Okay. I think it's great, but, you know, I'm biased. So I actually want to touch on something that you just said, putting your face out there. Mm-hmm. So social media, like, it's a norm now. But, you know, at the beginning of your career, it was non-existent. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like a love-hate with social media? I feel like celebrities now, they were scrutinized back then in the tabloids. But now you have everybody's opinion that's not a publisher being able to just comment whatever they want whenever, like on your photos, on your Instagram, wherever they want a video of you. How do you handle that? Do you feel like restricted? Do you feel nervous or anxious about that? Or do you care?
Well, I feel like God built me for this in some way, because even back before social media, you know, we would be like, no doubt would be like, you know, okay, it's Wednesday, let's go to the P.O. box and see if we have any fan mail. I'll cram in the Nissan Sentra and go down there and get our 10 notes and, like, read them. And, you know, there'd be like, oh, my God, you're so amazing and you're so cool. And there'd be the one that'd be like, I don't really like when you da-da-da-da-da. And then for the next month, that would be the joke, and we would talk about it, and it would be like, oh, well, fuck them. Like, you know, it's like... And so that we had that back then, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it never really stopped me. Do you know what I'm saying? Because the real truth about life is this is real right here. Like, I look in your faces. This is me. This is you. I'm being me. You're smiling at me. You know what I mean? Like, this is real. Like, my family is real. But when I watch words online, that's just, who knows? It could be a robot. I have no idea. So I don't care.
Yeah.
And really, truly, out of the millions of years I've been doing this, it's very rare that anyone ever says anything mean to me, to my face. I mean, it's always been a pleasure to be to exchange love with people, really, truly, you know, and put myself out there. And I don't know. It doesn't, I'm not scared of it. Mm-hmm. But to say that, you know, I love good lighting. I love some filters.
So do we.
Give me some filters, someone that knows how to shoot me. Like, I like to look the best I can, clearly, you know what I mean? And I try to make sure that I find the best people. Like, right now I'm working with this makeup artist. You guys probably know Ernesto. Have you seen him? He's literally, I just started working with him. And he's like, he's also a photographer. And he took these pictures of me and I was like, oh my God, how do you, how? Like, that's not even me, but yes.
We love someone like that.
Yeah, that's the best. I mean, that's just, it's fun. It's art and collaboration. And, but yes, of course there's things. The worst thing is when someone says something about your, like, your soul that you know is like, that's just not true. You know what yeah. I mean? And they can just say it and they can get away with it. It's like, you know what? I'm going to slap you. Like, yeah. No. Good. Good. But I never slap them. I slap them around a little bit if they come to my show. But
good. So also on that note, you mentioned being in your 50s.
Yeah.
You look woo! So incredible.
Thank you.
So how does it feel, you know, now that you are in your 50s versus maybe when you started out in your career thinking about, like, am I still going to be doing this when I'm in my 50s?
I know. I never thought I would be doing this ever, 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 let alone now. The thing is that once you taste the blood of success, once you have that love, you know what I mean? It's like that rush when you post and someone says, oh my God, you're so pretty. Like, you know what I mean? It's like...
You're keeping it real. You're keeping it real.
It's true.
We've all felt it.
You want to keep pressing that button, you know? And it's like the more that people are like, oh my God, I love this song, or this song changed my life, or, you know, you watch people online, you know, wear your sweatshirt or anything. I mean, it's just such an amazing thing. It really is. I would never want to trade it. I love being famous in that way. Like, I love that part of it, you know? And I love hearing people's stories about how the music has helped them. And again, like, I was just doing what I do. Like, I wasn't trying at all. I really wasn't trying. And so that's why I'd say don't give me the credit, because I was just being, you know what I'm saying? But I think with at this point in my life, like I said earlier, just having to do something creative that can participate and try to help people. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to talk about the ambassador program. I know there's 11 ambassadors that are here today, but being able to, like, think about all that exchange of love with these people that are already doing the work for me, like, loving me, you know what I'm saying? Like, encouraging me, inspiring me, giving me a reason to still do creative stuff and feel confident about it. Like, I was thinking about that when I was making this line, because I halfway through the line, I was like, I don't want to just do just a makeup line. Like, I can, and but that it's not exciting, super exciting for me. Like, there, I want it to be something more. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but the concept was, well, you know, if I'm going to work for basically Borghese and Ultima 2 and I'm going to make 10%, right? Like, when I go in there, and if I sell enough, which I was never going to, but if I did, I would get to take home a used, like, fragrance bottle with, like, this much left in it. And I was, like, super excited for that. Because the makeup community is already a community, people are already sharing, people are already wanting to get that rush and have an excuse to post a picture of what they did with their art that day. It's like, why wouldn't we just give them 30% of whatever they sell? They can sell the makeup, they can have their identity be in this community with me because they're already there, and we can just do this together, and then they can make some cash, and you know what I mean? So, like, it kind of works, everybody wins, you know what I mean? And so, do I keep saying, you know what I mean? A lot.
No.
But that's what normal people do.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
We say just, like, and you know. That's what everybody
does. We're just hanging
out. I'm going to take off. So that's what the givers are. And it's been really, like, a slow start to it because we were just sort of, like, seeing how it was going to unfold. But there's a lot to come. And I just love the idea of, you know, even, like, back in the day when I would go to my girlfriend's house and they would have, like, a Mary Kay party, and you'd see the women sitting around and they would all be sharing the makeup, like, oh, you got to try this, try it like this. It was just, it's kind of that same idea as being at the counter, but having to be able to do it from your house and also live in a community of supporting people that could you could share with and just be inspired by. So kind of exactly what you guys are doing, just talking about makeup and sharing and feeling good, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Before we get into a rapid fire round, I need to ask you about one Blake Shelton.
Ooh, yum.
Does Blake have a skincare routine?
Oh my God.
Because he looks good.
I don't want to reveal too much of his beauty secrets, but this is a man that wakes up and can't even wash his face inside a normal like sink. He has to come to the kitchen because he's so tall. Like he's like, but that's about it. A little wash of the a little splash.
Water throw in the kitchen sink. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Blake, you're on the show next.
It'll be a 5-minute episode, but it'll be great.
Just one segment.
Okay.
Rapid fire time. Bum, bum, bum. Usually we call this slow burn because we're like, just give us whatever answer you want. But now this is rapid fire.
Yeah, okay. I'm running out of time. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm slow processing, so we'll see.
Okay. No, this might be easy, but red lip or blonde hair?
Oh, God.
You can only choose one.
It's tough.
I would say blonde hair for now.
Okay. Country or rock music?
Ooh. Well, I guess I would say right now, country. There's some good songs, guys.
There are. What's your favorite Christmas song?
In the world?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You Make It Feel Like Christmas, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. Because I wrote that with him. I mean, is that...
So okay, cute. What's your second favorite that's not your own?
Probably like... oh, my gosh. You're totally stressing me out. I don't...
Sorry, I do love your version of Last Christmas.
That's my favorite.
It's you good. Do?
Yes.
That's really controversial, but thank you so
really?
Much.
Really? I love that. I love it. It's on the playlist that we were playing earlier.
Thank you. I will say that my Christmas album is my favorite album I've ever made, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Just because I loved being able to write Christmas music, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, I love doing the covers, but the original songs on there is just like, and I did it with this amazing songwriter, producer, Busby, and he had passed. So every time that I, like in my mind, he was going to be my forever songwriting partner for the rest of my life. And then he was gone. And so when Christmas comes around and I hear it, it's just like, it's even, oh, I got chills. Like, yeah.
It's a nice way to honor him.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Rapid fire.
CMT or MTV?
Oh God. For sure, MTV. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, CMT.
Okay. Camila or John?
Ooh, God, that's rude. They're both coming to dinner tonight, by the way.
They're both making you dinner tonight?
No, I'm having them. Me and my husband, Blake, are having them for dinner tonight.
Oh,
so
my God.
We thought we would just,
what's
know.
On the menu?
We wanted to be controversial, but, like, we knew you weren't going to pick either or. Like, together, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. They couldn't be more different, right?
Right.
I mean, she is... like a little chihuahua, like that's literally like so hyper and crazy, and I love her. We have so much fun together. I'm gonna miss her so much. And John is like, he's so like chilled and like a scientist of music and everything. He knows everything, and it's like I'll be like, John, you know everything. What is your mac and cheese recipe? Like he even knows about cooking. He knows everything.
John's a Capricorn. Just saying. We're Capricorns. So we always talk about that. We always are right.
Okay. We're going to round out with this last question. Don't Speak or What Are You Waiting For?
I have to give that one to Don't Speak because I would not be here right now if it wasn't for that song. That song is the first song to be like, okay, yeah, it doesn't matter where you live in the world, what language you speak, we all have the same heart, and like we all get hurt and we all need this song. And me and my brother wrote that song and it was just literally sent right to us. So I'm so grateful. Thank you, God.
I have Thank to say you. Though, What Are You Waiting For gave me motivation to quit my full-time job 3 years ago.
Oh, yay! So,
yay! Just say. Quit your full-time job.
Is that good? I don't know.
Gwen, we cannot thank you enough.
I had so much fun. Can I come back?
Yes, anytime.
Let's talk about makeup again.
Yes, please.
All right, everyone. Thank you for attending. We adore all of you. And we hopefully have some new subscribers in the house. Yes.
Yes. And givers, I'll see you online. I'll be posting some more pictures. And Amazing. Look for that tutorial, Jenny Stefani.
So we just want to thank a few people.
Yes. First of all, Refinery 29 and Vice for hosting and letting us take over the space.
Cali Rosa for the beautiful pink cocktails, which we loved. Also Shake Shack.
for the house. Surprise.
I would like to thank you for being my work wife. You. And I would like to thank the lovely Gwen Stefani for taking
the
time.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, makeup artists. I love you.
All right, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.